Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. And we are in the middle of the Christina Lu Show. One thing we did touch base on briefly in the beginning of the show, and then obviously we talked about other stuff. We just touched on Thanksgiving for a second, but the numbers are becoming staggering again. I mean, it's 1,200 dead just today and 140,000 cases. We haven't had 140,000 cases in a day ever. And I'm not sure about the 1,200 deaths, unfortunately. I mean, it's a staggering number, but, you know, like, we're going to run the risk now again of hospitals filling up to capacity because everybody got a little complacent and you weren't putting extra rooms on. Not getting political, but I really don't understand why nobody from the White House had said a word in a week about it. I mean, it's really horrendous. And yet it hasn't even been acknowledged. And then we have Thanksgiving, we have Hanukkah, we have Christmas, we have all the they're major holidays. The winter holidays, and you're confined to your house to boot. Because we've talked about outside eating with tents. Well, we're closing all the sides. And yes, then as Christina had said last week, you know, two of the sides are open, then you have to have heaters. It just becomes
like being inside.
Almost. So therefore, you know, like Otto was saying last week, you almost got to come down to you and your wife will have, I mean, at this point, my wife canceled it. We were going to have a brunch at my daughter's house with a big piece of property, and she has a big kitchen so you could go in and out and not really be on top of each other. And yesterday she sent an email to everybody and she said, I'm not doing it. I'm not coming. Daddy's not coming. You know, we'll have next year. That stay with your families and be safe because, you know, this week alone, I know three new people who have been tested positive. And one that works with my son-in-law. And it just, you know, it's happening and you don't need it.
What's your opinion? You know, you said testing. There's a big push on, and none of us here are qualified to tell people what to do, but we can talk about it and have an opinion. There seems to be a lot more places now where you can go for a test. And like we had talked with one of my daughters, what we would do is the day before, everybody has to go for a rapid COVID test.
Right.
You know, and blah, blah. But that's not always accurate from what I understand. But there are a lot of places now where you can get a test. Have you gone for COVID tests at all?
I have not. Five or six of them.
You have.
Because when I go into the city, when I go to Sloan, they do a COVID test. So I'm just getting them as a matter of fact. I mean, I've been fine every time, but they just do it as a matter of course. And they started that like, maybe only 2 months ago, though, 3 months ago. But I'm not going for the sake of going.
Right.
But even those tests you're talking about, Otto, I think if you had 10 people take a test and you wanted to get together and the results were everybody was negative, I'd be comfortable enough. Yeah, there's going to be a mistake in anything.
I think they're actually gotten better. Like, you know, I was actually reading about the rapid tests. Because I see a lot of places, you know, and it's very complicated matter, you know, this whole testing thing, because depending on what test you get, you know, is certain or covered by insurance, you know, with this rapid test, I want to make clear, unfortunately, not everyone's insurance covers the rapid testing. So you have to pay out of pocket for it. So it gets very complicated, like I said, you know, because there's a lot of, I mean, it's the inconsistencies is what drives me, you know, crazy a lot of times. So I think it's important to kind of do your research and look on, you know, legit websites and whatnot. about where to go for these testing and what's best for you, you know, in these situations.
The other thing, which is important, Otto and Christina both, is I'm in a confused situation because I don't feel good all the time. So it doesn't have to be COVID. Right. You know, my bones hurt. I feel like I have a fever right now. I feel like I have a fever. But if you're going for the COVID test and you're 100% fine and it comes back negative, I believe it. Yeah. But if you're going for the COVID test and you have 102 fever, I err on the fact that maybe you do.
And you shouldn't be regardless around people. You know what I mean? Like, taking COVID out of the picture. You know, if you have 102 temperature,
right, well, I agree.
Like,
right. That's true.
You know, but that's what I would say to people. Like, you know, it's COVID's not the only illness out there, you know? So if someone had a cold or the flu, frankly, I'm not trying to spend time with you, you know, in close quarters. And, you know, that's why I always laugh with my husband, because that was always Jay's rule. Like, if your kid is sneezing and coughing, don't bring him to our house. You know, like, so like, that's kind of just always
right,
been
that's true.
The rule of thumb, you know? And I think, you know, what you're saying, I think a lot of times I haven't really heard about, and like I said, I'm not a professional. I'm just speaking from personal experience. You know, a lot of people, if you're coming up negative, you know, and you feel okay, I think it's pretty solid. You're okay.
Right.
Like I said, but talk to your doctor. None of us are medical professionals. Obviously I don't want to preach which test we think is the best or what.
We don't want somebody going to a party and say, but Christina told me I could come.
Absolutely not. Do not, you know, don't even, because I think it's something you really need to check with your doctor about. And frankly, some people are more comfortable getting multiple ones, you know, to, you know, it's like taking two pregnancy tests, you know, frankly. And so it's you got to do what works best for you and really talk to your doctor and your family and kind of work out, you know, whatever the best situation will be. Because
I wonder, does Medicare cover COVID tests?
They definitely, I know, like, I would assume I could find that out for the next show actually, but, you know, you can get a free test, you know, out here. Unfortunately, a lot of those are the ones that have a long waiting time, you know, so you'll take a test and then you're waiting 7 or so days and it's, you know, that's the only thing that really upsets me about this time is this testing stuff, because God forbid you are, you know, and I understand they say, you know, you quarantine yourself, but that's really not feasible for a lot of people who need to work or whatnot. You know, I'm very fortunate I can work remotely, and God forbid if that ever was a situation for me, I would be able to do that, you know, but a lot of people don't have that luxury. You know, whether you're essential workers or whatnot, you know, my husband, you know, he's been working this whole time, you know, and he was like off for like, you know, working remotely for a week, but he does the grounds of all these school districts. So that's not something that they say, you know, like, all right, you know, work from home. So there are certain things that, and you have to think about that too. It's very complicated. And that's what I think makes this situation so difficult, you know? And like I said, I definitely had my moments this week when I was like, life is getting a little hard and I'm, you know, it's getting a little overwhelming right now. And I had like a bit of a breakdown, you know, I got my cry out, had to, you know, re-up and come back in. Cause it's definitely, it's hard.
You get Matthew McConaughey involved in it?
I did. I threw on my positive Matthew McConaughey. I actually threw on Bravo Network and watched a little reality TV, you know. Which will get your brain right, you know, out of, you know, any kind of thoughts, but it's hard. You know, I was talking to my husband about this and, you know, because like I said, I'm always thinking about seniors because that's who I work with. And, you know, as painful as these situations can be for, you know, a younger, more able-bodied person, I think of the senior who's just been home this whole time, you know, and just the effects. I mean, we on a normal basis prior to COVID had, you know, used to worry about that. And it would be these winter blues, you know, topics we would have. And we had them on the radio show. We've had, you know, different PI programming because just in general, it's a time that people, you know, it's harder. You know, the weather's changing, it's darker, you're more isolated in general, and then throw on a pandemic. And it's just, you know, like the perfect storm of, you know, depression, frankly.
That's 8 months.
Yeah. And it's 8 months in the cold, you know, like where you can't, you know, at least in previous, you know, you could walk outside, even if you're not doing laps around the block, you can walk, you know, on your front yard and do that. So I just think it's so incredibly important. And I can't stress enough. I wish I had a magical answer where I can go visit everyone's, you know, house and, you know, spread sunshine to their day. But I think as a family member, as a friend, as a neighbor, you know, just keep your eye out for that person that seems to have been alone.
Christina, while you're talking, yeah. Dan just sent a text. He is staying within his family pod, testing. Ha.
That's right. I like that. There you go. So
he's not getting involved. You know, but he's right. I mean,
that's what I'm doing. You know, frankly,
take the chance. It's not worth it.
That's exactly what we're doing this Thanksgiving. You know, and it's just going to be our immediate household, and that's it. And that's we were trying to think of things with, like I said, with my husband's family, but they're a big family with a lot of children, and now forget it. I mean, they're way over. The Lou family pushes it way over the 10 person mark. Unfortunately, this year that's not going to be able to be a thing, but it's hard, and I wish I had, you know, and I'm going to keep trying as we lead up to holidays, think of different ways, you know, and it's mostly could probably be a virtual thing, or, you know, dropping off things to someone's house or whatnot to kind of, you know, do that. You know, I like what you had said last week, John, about one of the things your family was thinking about was like dropping off dishes.
That was Matt, my son-in-law.
You know, and then eating it all together, because it's like, I think that's always the saddest too. Is like, I know about myself. I mean, I'm so tradition-based, and, you know, on Thanksgiving, it's, you know, I look forward to my mom makes my grandma's stuffing, and that's just like the tradition. So I couldn't imagine a Thanksgiving not having, you know, that stuffing, you know, so it's these little things. And I think the way, you know, maybe it is to drop it off to each person's house, so you have a little taste of home, even and family, you know, or friends or whatever it is, you know, and to do that. So we got to get creative, guys.
That's what he said. It's just, you know, you see everybody, even if you just put it on the stoop.
Yeah.
Back in your car, you beep the horn, you wave, and you go, you know.
You know, and that's what I always. You have to cook. I say too, it's, you know, little things go a long way. You know, obviously. You could sit here all day and focus on being upset that it's not, but I think there comes a point too that you got to adapt to the situation, remain safe. And unfortunately, at a lot of times, the people who are home alone are the ones that are most vulnerable, you know? So you have to think about that too. So we have to just kind of think outside the box a little bit and get crafty. I'm going to keep looking online because I'm hoping that as the holidays come closer, there'll be different kind of, you know, tips or whatnot of things you can do to make it a little easier. No one's saying we could erase it all, but just to make it a little easier for people. So,
you know, bottom line is going to be different, very different.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like traditionally in my end of the world, Bonnie would make the turkey, and every other year, one daughter has it. And then the other daughter has it the next
year. And Otto has his turkey box.
And I have the turkey box, right. She makes the turkey. It's put in the box, which is wrapped up with tin foil and blankets and the whole routine that goes along with it. And the turkey stays nice and warm and moist. And we bring the turkey to whatever house it is. Well, we're not doing that this year. We're going to one of the daughter's house with two people. There'll be four of us, period, as opposed to the normal 15 to 20, And, you know, is it difficult? Yeah, it is difficult because I am also a creature of tradition. I like tradition.
Me too.
And Thanksgiving happens to be one of the ones that I like the most because there's less fanfare involved.
Agreed.
You know, Christmas is like...
No, I know I'm going to have to cut you off, but we're going to start back with you because I want to talk about that. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP back. WP.org. We'll be right back with Otto.